Finally, we've been trying to take a look at everything that makes Detroit, Detroit. But you can't talk about what makes Detroit, Detroit without talking about music. So we've been checking out the music scene, and in that search, we found Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas. Hernandez is a Detroit native, but her father didn't come from Mississippi or Alabama like so many Detroit emigres. He came to the U.S. from Cuba, where he met her Detroit-born Mexican-American mother. Now Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas are a fixture on the Detroit music scene, but on their latest record, they do something a little different. The group released two albums simultaneously, one in English and one in Spanish, Telephone and Teléfono. We asked Jessica to stop by WDET earlier this week, and I asked her to describe her sound.
Latin, punk, Motown, soul, kind of a little bit of everything.
When you were kind of trying to figure out what you were going for, you know, what would you say you were looking to say?
I think I had a really hard time, to be honest, and it's something that I just now am starting to feel comfortable and confident with within my own music. But, you know, I think because I had so many influences, I was like, well, who am I? What defines me? Like, am I defined by my Cuban heritage, my Mexican heritage, my American heritage, my Detroit heritage? And so I had a really hard time deciding, like, what I wanted to be as a person and an artist. Once I kind of let go of trying to define myself and my music, it definitely made it a little all over the place, but it also felt way more natural. But it seems you live without the need to ever seem to get. You run too far, always only going to come for another day, oh, another way.
When you were talking about this album, you were saying that you want to redefine what it means to be an American. And I wonder, in some way, do you kind of want to redefine what the Detroit sound might be? Because I think for a lot of people around the country, really around the world, Motown defines the traditional, the classic Motown defines the Detroit sound. Clearly that was an influence on you kind of growing up. But you want to kind of add some flavors, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really hard to kind of find your own niche and have your own voice in music and in a lot of things nowadays, because everything's kind of already been done. And, you know, there will never be another Motown. There will never be that era again of, like, that music and that scene and that energy. And so, yeah, for me, it's kind of like, well, how do I pay homage to, like, the things that I appreciate from that, but also create my own genre and, like, my own take on, like, what it means to be a Detroit musician nowadays.
About the decision to release an album in English and an album in Spanish. I mean, to release two sort of simultaneous albums, that's kind of a tricky and demanding maneuver, right? Well, tell me about that.
Really, a lot of things kind of influenced that. I mean, one of the big things was really my family. I think my grandmother, I speak Spanish and she speaks English, but, you know, my Spanish isn't great. Her English isn't great. So when we talk, she actually speaks to me in Spanish and I speak to her in English. And we just understand each other, but that's how we've always spoke. And she's always said, you know, I want you to sing in Spanish so I can understand what you're singing about. And I can, you know, I want to be able to enjoy it in a different way than listening to your music in English. And then, you know, I think with just like everything going on today, too, I think it was just like even more of a reason for me to want to like kind of tap into my own heritage, feel more connected with who I am. And I think as I've gotten older, I don't want to lose those parts of what made growing up so special to me and defined who I am. So, yeah, I feel like there's just a million things that kind of came together.
When you say things going on today, what do you mean by that?
I mean, I think, obviously, politically, I think a lot of people, and I've seen this a lot at my shows, a lot of my fans are Hispanic Americans, Puerto Rican Americans, Mexican Americans, Cuban Americans, you know, and they come to concerts and, you know, I've had, like, younger girls come up to me and say, like, you've helped me feel comfortable with being Mexican American. And I've wanted to reject being Mexican because I want to be American. I want to be accepted as an American. Like, I'm proud to be here and have my citizenship. But I also feel sad that I'm not able to embrace where I'm from and where my parents are from. And to me, that's like such a sad thing to feel like you're just now figuring out how to embrace that. And so I feel like that kind of was something that really pushed me to want to do something like that. Each person can define themselves and their culture in their own way. And
so how did you do it? Did you start in English and then translate to the Spanish? Or did you start, did some songs just figure out who they wanted to be by whatever it was, and then you translated it? How did that work?
I started in English. I wrote the album in English first.
My love, you never make it easy. You never like the telephone.
And then I actually had the help of a lot of friends in Mexico City. You know, my Spanish, I'd say I'm like 75% fluent. But as far as writing and coming across, you know, the same way, I spend a lot of time writing in English, and it's something that's very thought out. So with Spanish, I definitely needed the help and guidance from some friends to make sure it was coming across in the same way. So
so do people just go crazy when you switch it up like that in performance? Do people just go crazy? Do they just lose their minds?
Yeah, it's exciting to see what city, obviously different cities respond differently, but it's been a great reaction and great response to everywhere, but yeah, it's exciting.
So before we let you go, Jessica, you know, there is no doubt that music is in Detroit's DNA. I mean, I wanted to ask you as a native, as an insider, is there something that people don't know about?
I think people are always surprised to see how kind of inclusive the music scene is here. I think that it's one of the few cities that I've been in and performed in where you can have one show in a warehouse that is packed with people. It's like an unknown show. And you have a jazz group playing with a rap group, playing with a soul group, playing with an EDM group. And everyone's excited. I mean, people here just really love music, and it's not about like what the genre is, and people are just really supportive of each other.
That was Jessica Hernandez from Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas talking to us about her latest albums, Telephone and Teléfono.